Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sorry about that. I've begged them to put a lock on this door. The overnight theft crew came through yesterday.
Lovely.
Yep, headphones gone, jack gone, whatever. It's kind of like a homeless camp here.
I don't even know who's got access in here.
It is bad. It's been going on for years.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we were just running the halls trying to replace the stolen stuff, but another day at intercom. Here we go. I've begged them to lock the door. I mean, I'm afraid here. I don't know who does this, but when I'm alone here, I'm afraid. But
we got your back, Tara.
Yeah, no, I just might as well just move this on down to the homeless camp down the street. We'll just work from there. It'll be great. All right, so let's start the show.
Well, we could join them under the bridge over here. Under
hey, you know, it's, yeah. Well, it's great because I didn't sleep that well last night, and now I have that adrenaline surge going.
Yeah.
So, and that's it's always good to start the show. I swear, when the equipment fails or all my stuff is stolen, and again, I've begged them to put a lock on that door, but they won't do it. It's good because you get that adrenaline surge, and I have the best shows. After that initial 15 minutes of rage
at
things
caffeine?
Not working here. No, you don't need caffeine. And it's great because you never know what's going to blow as the show starts. You never do know that here. And I've never worked anywhere like this. But, hey, we sell stuff.
But
and most other
never...
places I've worked, we don't sell stuff. So I guess I'd rather go with we sell stuff.
Your show doesn't blow, though.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. That's so sweet of you. See, that's why I like you. Okay,
Just trying to be that encourager, you know?
No, you're great. You're fabulous that way. Absolutely fabulous way. Okay, let's start with this, okay? You want to know what the Democrats' real agenda is? Because let's face it, does anybody believe them? They don't want to defund the police. Come on. Okay, here's how you know. Senator Markey just won a tight race for the Senate. He won his seat back. Do you know what he campaigned on to push him over? He's obviously a Democrat. All police must be disarmed of weapons of war, including tear gas and rubber bullets.
Okay. I got news for Markey. There ain't nobody ever been to war using rubber bullets.
Well, no, that's because, yeah, no. No, he's saying they can't even have rubber bullets.
Oh, gosh.
Too dangerous. It's too much. No way. Okay. No tear gas. No guns. No rubber bullets. Well, you know, and nobody's because our media is so useless. I just absolutely fascinating. How does Senator Markey propose police stop anyone at all?
Yeah. Well, he didn't want police. They want social workers.
Because no tear gas. No rubber bullets.
That'll always work.
No weapons of war. Including, he says, he also once banned other riot control agents from being used by U.S. police departments. So he wants to do this nationally. No riot control whatsoever. Just to make good sure that if they want to, you know, burn down your business, your house, whatever, you just go right ahead. I mean, police can't stop them. And of course, this is the party that wants to disarm you as well.
Yep.
And again, I mean, they always say we need practical workable solutions. We need to come together. Okay, well, Senator Markey, if that's your plan, tell us how, what will people do? What about like if there's a violent rapist and women are calling for your help? What if you have, I don't know, like a mentally ill guy and he's threatening his mom with a knife again and he's already stabbed four people in a prior incident. A guy like that. Now, we know that would never happen except in Pennsylvania this week. Do you realize They're having the protest in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
This guy, Ricardo Manuz, obviously mentally ill, okay? And I get it. You want to give him some counseling, some medication, fine. But the thing is, you got to get the gun out of his hand. I mean, the knife out of his hand first. Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem. You cannot medicate and counsel until you get the knife out of his hand. You can't skip that part. And he, okay, in the past year, Lee, listen to this. I mean, this is so funny. I'm reading to you now from the London Daily Mail, okay? They are aghast. You can tell they're covering this, and they can't believe they're covering this.
Yeah.
He was shot dead by an officer. There's absolute outrage going on in Pennsylvania over this. My personal favorite here, and I like how the Daily Mail leads with this photo, because really, it's terrifying. Do you ever see the movie Braveheart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When they come running down the hill and they got that savage look, you know, like the Scottish Highlanders would do. When, I mean, they really historically would do that when they attack. They try to scare you with the war paint and screaming. That's what this guy looks like. And he's literally looks like a Scottish Highlander. And he's running. He's got the knife over his head. He's screaming like Mel Gibson style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's running at the police like that. Right. So I would just like to know. You know, Senator Markey, what at that point, I mean, you have no tear gas, no weapons of war, no rubber bullets, and no taser. Oh, and no gun. What do you want the officers to do at that point? Just answer the question. I mean, fascinated. I mean, you know, use the force?
Yeah.
You know, don't go over to the dark side? I mean, I don't know what, like, what... By the way, they've already begun this. In June, Senators Markey and Sanders introduced legislation, to ban the tear gas and other riot control agents from being used by all U.S. police departments. Can you imagine if that was stripped across the country?
Mm-hmm.
And you know this, Lee, anybody who's spent a lot of time around police, I have. It's what I used to do. Covered crime in Charlotte. Spent countless hours of my life riding around with these guys. And you'll watch them do this. And if you've watched a lot of these police cases recently with shootings and stuff, you'll watch them do this. They don't go right for the gun usually, unless you come at them with a knife over your head, screaming Mel Gibson style, then they'll shoot you. But they'll try to gradually escalate. That is what their training is. And so they'll start with, you know, trying to fight you like they did with Jacob Blake, you know, with their hands, trying to subdue you. Okay, that's not working. Then they go up a notch in force. They're taught this. He's tased 2 times. That has no effect on him. That tells the officers you're probably high on drugs. It's about the only reason, way that you avoid going down when you've been tased twice. Okay, wait, whoa, now he's got a gun. Now he's got a knife. He's got a knife, and the tase didn't work. Okay, we're going to have to go for the gun. They gradually escalate. When you take away the means of gradual escalation, the plastic bullets, the beanbag round. Do you realize they'd even take beanbag rounds? Are you kidding me? You take the tear gas away, you take all of these things away, and you still got people coming at you with knives. You know, a lot of them like to beat you with skateboards now. That's the big, you know, hip thing. They try to beat you with a skateboard. I mean, what do you do? You have taken the officer's means of stopping a person without killing them away. They have to use their gun unless you take that too, in which case you're just a dead man and you're not going to have a police force. Enough for me. This is their real agenda, Lee. This truly is their agenda. This is what they've sponsored.
And they're getting away with it not being brought up and then denying it.
Oh, us. No, we're not for disarming the police. Well, I don't know. I mean, Biden, isn't it the Biden-Sanders plan? Isn't that what that is? They authored a platform together. And look, there goes Sanders sponsoring legislation to ban all riot control agents, tear gas, rubber bullets, beanbag rounds, all of it. I mean, how do you look at senators doing this in June when cities are burning and conclude anything other than that they are literally on the sidelines like sports fans cheering on these rioters?
I guess the only way we're going to get these folks to come around to some right thinking is when some right-wing groups start rioting and looting like the left has been doing. Then I think that they would say, oh, we've got to have police protection. We've got to have crowd control.
I don't know what they do. It'd be interesting to find out. I'm not sure. Their answer is always disarm everyone, including the police.
Well, so. They always change their tune, though, when it starts affecting them, and it's not a group that they can use for their political power and benefit.
And in our case, we're usually fighting back.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that Kyle Rittenhouse, the New York Times analysis? New York Times, of all places, all but found him innocent in that one. They didn't say it, but that's what they concluded. Do you realize he did not fire the first shot?
No.
Shots were fired at him. Initially, that wasn't clear. They thought, the media thought, just from the video, you can only hear it. You can't see the shots because it's dark. And even I thought watching it that he had fired all the bullets. He did not. He was fired on.
Yeah, it was self-defense. That's pretty much what it looks like. And even if, as you said, the New York Times is having to, without saying it, show that or at least come to that conclusion.
And you know what happened to it makes sense now. He was with the group of armed guys and got separated. The crowd started hunting him.
Mm-hmm.
Someone fired at him first and then attacked him with the skateboard. Did anybody notice that gun he had when they did any of this? Or I guess they didn't notice it. All right.
Nope.
And of course, the left solution is end all riot control, right? That's the solution. Yeah. Makes total sense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
While Clemson players slap Black Lives Matter helmet decals on, supporting Marxism, philosophy that killed at least 100 million people in the last century. That's according to Harvard University study. It's probably higher. It's the bare minimum number, 100 million. 100 million here, 100 million there, whatever. Yes, all great. Slap the sticker on your helmet. This has caused something of an uproar. Other decals you could choose between for Sunday night's season opener included love. That's fine. We're all for love. Equality. It goes for saying we're all for that. And put a stop to racism. That, of course, assumes that racism is systemic and widespread. A lot of the media has told for a long time as it relates to police shootings. Of course, won't tell you that more white people who are unarmed are shot by cops every year than black people because that ruined the narrative. But whatever. It's fine. You want to put that on your football helmet. That's fine. I mean, we all agree we don't want racism. But to put Black Lives Matter on your helmet. And I would just say that, look, I know Dabo Swinney is a good guy. I believe that having watched him operate for many years now. And I think he wants to do the right thing. I think he's a loving person. He wants to support his players and what they're passionate about. And he's always been a big one for helping young men in their development, both as men and as football players. And that's huge. And one of the reasons that the coaches love so much. But I got to tell you, sir, you're wrong on this one. If I didn't do this for a living, I'm not an expert on football. I wouldn't even try to tell him what to do in a game. I mean, that would be a joke. I wouldn't even attempt it. This is what I do for a living, sir. And I just, you know, if anybody's out there who knows him, I know a lot of people do in the upstate, if you could get him a message, because I truly believe that the coach probably has no idea what he's supporting here when he lets these players put Black Lives Matter on decals on their hats. And of course, we know Black Lives Matter. I mean, nobody would disagree with that statement. The problem is it's also the name of a group that point blank espouses the philosophy that killed 100 million people in the last century. And so I'm gonna play this, and, you know, I put out a podcast here. It's a podcast, the show every day. I mean, maybe if somebody could send the coach this segment. I don't know how to get to him personally. I know he's a good person, and I know he would want to know what he's supporting. what he's allowing. I seriously doubt that these players even fully understand what they're supporting. And if they do, shame on them. This was a brutal, horrific philosophy. So I'm going to play this. This is 2015. It's a professor, and he is interviewing. And again, I'm hoping somebody will send Coach Sweeney this segment. I'm trying to help him because I know he's a godly man, and I know he would never consciously support a philosophy that killed 100 million people, much less, to my horror, and many other people's, put it on the side of a football helmet. But he did. And I choose to believe, you know, I mean, if you're just reading the newspapers around here, you're listening to the media around here, you don't know what Black Lives Matter really stands for. And I don't blame you for that. The media, they know, but they keep it on the down low. So I'm gonna play this. And if anybody out there knows him, and I bet there are people who do, neighbors, people go to church with him, could you send him this segment? I'm not angry at all. I'm disappointed. And I'm just hoping he'll spend a little time looking into what it is that he is supporting. Especially when he flat out came out and said he supported Black Lives Matter. Look, I get it. I'm not going to play that audio again. We played it at the time. We were appalled by it. Those who know what that organization stands for. But let me play this. Somebody send it to him, okay? This is a 2015. This is a professor interviewing Patrice Cullors. She's one of two founders of the group Black Lives Matter. He says, you know, you don't want to get lost in this whole thing. You know, what is your ideology? You want to make sure you keep the focus on your ideology. Notice she doesn't mention black people or black lives here. Here's the question.
Concerned that there's a lack of perhaps ideological direction in Black Lives Matter that would allow it to be to fizzle out, in, as he said, in comparison to Occupy Wall Street. How do you respond to that particular critique? Again, a loving critique from an elder of the struggle.
This is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Coach Sweeney. Her name is Patrice Cullors, answering this question. She is also referring to the other co-founder of Black Lives Matter when she says this.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Yeah. About that fist you see them making. See, there's other signs too. That was first used by a communist socialist group, a World Workers Party group in 1917. It's where that comes from. So when you see them make the fist, that's not just a cool symbol. That's a symbol of the struggle for Marxism and communism, the absolute subjugation of human beings as slaves to their government. Again, bare minimum 100 million killed in the last century, Coach. So I'm lovingly and thoughtfully adding this. I don't think someone like Coach Sweeney would support a thing like that if he knew. So I'm asking people to just get this to him. Help him understand what he's supporting. The absolute brutality of it is horrific. I am here in this country because my grandmother fled Nazi Germany from the socialism and the communism that is part of this group. And so this is not the kind of thing a loving person who is godly wants on a football field. You cannot pray on the one hand and then put this on your helmet. Those are two diametrically, and I would even say diabolically, opposed things. You cannot embrace both. You must choose. You have to. You can't have it both ways. It's not. So, I mean, this is a great thing to have a conversation with the players about so that they fully understand what they're supporting and the full horror of it. Again, no problem with putting love on a helmet. We all are for love. We're definitely all for equality. Big supporters of that on this show and in this community, I think. But not the Marxism, not the mass death. It needs to go. It's got to stop. It's got to stop, because what it ends up with, and I'm going to let the police chief of Detroit explain this coming up. He is black. Where this ends, he directly says the philosophy of Black Lives Matter ends in people outside of hospitals screaming for the deaths of two shot deputies. And that is not the kind of thing we need on the side of football helmets.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So we just put a call out to Dabo Swinney. And, you know, look, if he doesn't, if he just takes in local media, he has no idea that he and his players are supporting a Marxist organization. Anti-God, anti-religion, Marxism, the, absolutely the philosophy responsible for the deaths of 100 million people in the last century. Not the kind of thing you want on the side of a football helmet. That's what Black Lives Matter stands for. I mean, he just played the founder. She is unequivocal. It's not one of the things they stand for, something she dabbles in on the side. It is the purpose of the group. I just played the audio. So I know folks out there know the coach. If you could get that last segment to him or send me an email for him, I'd be happy to send it just so he can hear it himself so we can understand what it is he's supporting. Because I don't think he understands. This is what he told the Greenville News. Listen, I support my guys, he said Sunday night. And he's talking about the helmet decals. Not everyone's going to think the same, and that is never going to be the case. Yes, there's always going to be some Marxists who want to kill more people. I understand that. But we don't have to support them. This is not one of those, well, you might like it or well, you might not. It's not like that. It's very black and white. Again, I got nothing wrong with putting love on the side of a helmet. You know, equality, everybody supports that in this country, I would think. They should be ashamed if they don't. Put a stop to racism's fine, too. I don't think that there's quite the racism out there that Joe Biden would like you to believe in order to turn out black vote. But, I mean, if you want to put that on your helmet, okay, I'm fine with it. But not this. Not here. I'll just never forget the picture of my grandmother. It's up on my Facebook page. You'd have to go back and dig for it. But it gives me chills every time I see it. She is walking down the gangplank. Her father is right behind her, carrying her bags. And you can tell he's kind of rushing to catch up. She's trying to get on the boat. As soon as she was old enough to apply to leave Nazi Germany, she did. And it took her a while. She finally got a visa to come to the United States of America. She hated the socialists. Thinking, who were the socialists? The Nazis, they were socialists. Most destructive philosophy on the face of the earth. And she had seen them up close, what they believed, and she hated them with a passion. It was well known in my family. And the second she could leave, she did. And you could tell her father running behind her, he's very distressed. She's going to a country where she doesn't speak the language at all. She moved to America. And there's something scrawled in German on the back of that picture. That picture is dear to me, and I always wondered what it was. And so eventually I asked her brother, who still lived in Germany many, many years later, after she had died, to translate it for me. And when he translated it, it really gave me chills. The words on the back of that picture that she scrawled when she was so young, I cannot imagine walking by myself on that boat. I can't even speak the language of the place I'm going. I'm leaving behind everyone I've ever known, the culture, my family, all of it. You know what she wrote on the back of that picture? I can only imagine the fury when she wrote it. I'd love to know what was going through her head. She wrote last steps on German soil. That's what she wrote on the back of that picture. Last steps on German soil. And she always saved it. It's just how I have it. So there was a level of hatred and animosity there. And I'm glad she came to this country, obviously. She met my granddad here. I wouldn't be here if she hadn't. But this philosophy, coach, is what you're supporting. The Marxism, the socialism, this is what this organization stands for. Its leaders are unequivocal about it. You talk about how you build up young men. I've heard you talk about that for years. I think it's fantastic that you feel that it is your responsibility not to just to build them up as great football players, but also as great young men. This is an organization on its own website that wants to end the nuclear family and particularly the male role in it. It is opposed to everything you stand for and claim to believe. So you have to pick a side here. It's not all we'll just all feel good together and hold hands on the field. We can do that with love on the side of our helmets. We could do that with equality on the side of our helmets. We could even do that with put a stop to racism on the side of our helmets. That's fine. But not with Black Lives Matter on the side of our helmets. Not with that. It's not a slogan. It's a group. And it has been. Since Ferguson. And we know what it stands for. And we cannot pretend we do not. This kind of false equivalence. Not everyone's going to think the same, and they never be the case. He said, but these young people, these are young people that have been challenged with a lot of things. These are developing young people. Exactly, coach. Exactly. This is exactly why you don't put that on the side of a helmet. Look, I wish it didn't stand for what it stands for. I can't take back the words of the founders. We are trained Marxists. That is our ideological foundation. It couldn't be clearer. Coach continues, Coach Sweeney, nobody is ever going to fully agree on certain things, but hopefully people can respect our young men and what they believe in and what their different causes are. No, I don't, sir. I don't. No respect for that. Sorry. I get being young and wanting to fight for things and maybe not even fully understanding because you are young what you're fighting for, but I can't respect that. 100 million dead aren't here to remind you of what Marxism did in the last century because they're dead. I'm here because of those terrible forces and powers in this country, and many of us are. So to kind of act like this is all bright and happy and chirpy and it's all just, you know, it's all just good, it's not good, coach. It's sick. It's rotten on the inside. It's ugly. And for you to pretend otherwise, I just think you need to do a lot of thinking about it. But I thought, when I saw that article, that you might not know, and I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Again, if you only take in local media or even most national media, you would have no idea you're supporting a Marxist group and what that means. A group that has, and we've played the audio many times, as its goal to overthrow the current structure of the United States of America, overthrow it. As we've seen in Portland and Seattle and all these other places, overthrow it violently. So I want to play real quickly the Detroit police chief. He's talking to Martha McCallum, he's black, on Black Lives Matter and why he won't resign and what Black Lives Matter really stands for and how he blames them and Antifa for the attempted assassination of the two officers in L.A. as Clemson proudly wears the group's logo on their helmets.
It's deeper than that. If you talk against this group, you must go. That's their attitude. I've taken a firm stand here in Detroit. I've been supported by Detroiters. Let me just say, Detroiters want them gone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not leaving. They have to leave. And I've said it publicly, both locally and nationally. And I'm going to hold my ground because our men and women who serve deserve much better than this. And I got to say, Martha, if I can, please. I just want to pray for those two officers out, the Los Angeles County Sheriffs. I spent 28 years of my career in the LAPD. And so it's despicable. I'm angry about it. A coward who's part of this whole agenda. That's what's going on today. We need to call it what it is.
Yeah. We need to call it what it is. Coach Sweeney needs to call it what it is. You still support Marxism, coach? Well, that's up to you. But I just wanted to make sure you understood what you are supporting. And I wanted you to hear from a black police chief who understands what you're supporting and doesn't want it in his city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. That's 71307. It has exploded. Ask somebody to send Clemson coach Dabo Swinney my segment from this hour, just laying out for him what he's supporting, a Marxist philosophy that killed 100 million people in the last century. Brutal, thuggish, unforgiving to the weak, to the old, to everyone. It is horrific, and that is what Black Lives Matter stands for. That is not my opinion. I played the audio in the segment, so if you could please send it to him. I know there are folks out there who know him. A ton of people listen to this show, even those who don't admit it. Our ratings wouldn't be what they are if they didn't. So could someone please send it to him? You can get the podcast. It's easy to get. Just text the word podcast, 71307. That's the podcast of this show, not my Battleground America podcast, which is also excellent. You can get that, too, by texting Battleground to 71307. Okay, here's some of the feedback on me politely taking the coach to the woodshed, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he maybe doesn't know what Black Lives Matter stands for. And I'm going to give you a hint, it has nothing to do with Black Lives. It's about Marxism. And again, that's not my opinion. That is the opinion of the co-founder of the movement, Patrice Cullors. She said she and the other co-founders are trained Marxists, and that is the philosophy of Black Lives Matter. That is what he is supporting. Text writes, Tara, please tell Trevor Lawrence if he feels that Clemson is such a racist place to be, he can always give up his position as quarterback. After all, he only got the job after they removed a black quarterback and gave it to him. The same black quarterback that he replaced saved the winning season at Texas A&M single-handedly after Goldilocks got his bell rung and had to leave the game. I'm just reading the text line, y'all. Texter writes, Dabo knows exactly what he's doing. He's doing it for the millions, the contract, and the fame. Plus, he knows he'll be fired if he doesn't support BLM and the Bolsheviks that run Clemson and Furman, for that matter. Another texter writes, Tara, I don't think Coach actually endorses it. I think he's just doing what he has to not to lose his team and not be vilified all over the country. I'm not going to give him that benefit of the doubt. I'm sorry. You let a player of yours put that on the side of your hat, you support it. Come on, we'd be real clear on this. If this was the Nazi swastika. Well, I don't know if he supports it. No, it'd be wrong. We'd get it. This is a Marxist organization. That couldn't be clearer. Texter writes, Thank you, Tara. I told my daughter to research this group talking about Black Lives Matter, and she was amazed. Changed her mind. Now, the texter writes, wow, Black Lives Matter are who some of us were saying they were back in 2015 and have a body count of officers to prove it. Yet FBI Director Wray, Trump appointee, says white nationalists, a.k.a. white people who don't like Bolshevism, are the greatest internet domestic terror threat facing America today. Okay, another texter writes, Tara, I'm a huge Clemson fan, but all Coach Swinney could do is fall on his sword, and then the team could go downhill, and then he would be let go. The only way to solve that is for 60% or more to stop watching. Yes, stop watching. Stop watching. Don't watch that. Don't watch it. Do not tune in. Do not give them your money. Not for that on the side of a helmet. Too many dead people who can't speak out because of the Marxism that has killed so many in our world in the last century. Texter writes, the coach knows what he's doing. There's too much money involved. Texter writes, he has 9 million reasons not to listen to you. Look, he can listen or not. But I've just offered him some education. Texter writes, college football coaches care about one thing, their seven-figure paycheck. Now, the texter writes, is a diehard Clemson fan. They have lost my support until they remove the BLM sticker. Done with them. Texter writes, I think that many BLM supporters are ignorant. If not ignorant, you are my enemy. You'd have to be. You can only look at it one of two ways. You're either ignorant or you're supporting an absolutely abhorrent political philosophy that is brutal and deadly. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you really think that Coach Sweeney is so stupid that he doesn't know what Black Lives Matter stands for? He probably shouldn't be in charge of anything, especially young people. I'm just reading a text line. Don't get mad at me. You could send a text in too, 71307. Texter writes, hey, Tara, unfortunately, Coach Sweeney is not going to care what you say or think. He is a puppet to his overlords that pay him millions of dollars to be to indoctrinate these young, impressionable minds. Maybe he won't care what I think, but I'm just giving him an opportunity to learn. And he can do whatever he has to do for his conscience. Now the texter writes, here, I love Dabo and Clemson. My two daughters are graduates. Keep the pressure on him. Sometimes you have to make a stand, and now is the time for him to make a stand. If he doesn't, it shows he's only concerned about keeping his huge salary. By the way, I know how this works. By me doing this today, this will get back to him. Trust me. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on my dad's side of the family, escaped Hitler in the mid-30s. Yeah, now it's all right back on the football field, isn't it?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.